I'm immensely proud and honoured to be given this opportunity, which, after Tony's been doing it for 29 years, is, in my view, a bit of a once-in-a-lifetime role, and hopefully I can carry it on in the professional and full manner that he's been doing it for so many years.
It is going to be a tough act to follow, isn't it? Tony's so well-known.
It's going to be very difficult to follow. He's well-known around the town and everything, and plus I don't have a beard.
What sort of made you decide you want to do it?
I decided I wanted to try and go for it when I heard that we hadn't got a town crier and there was all the furore at the council about talking about Cromer coming over and having to do it for us. And obviously, being Sheringham, we don't want Cromer to come over into our town crier role. As good as he is over there, it's something we should be keeping in the town.
And obviously an important role for the town.
Yeah, it's very important. I think it's very high profile. Tony's at all of the events and he's there representing the town and introducing the mayor and all the other dignitaries and everything. And it's quite a fun role to be involved with.
How important is it, do you think, that Sheringham is unique in its own little way?
I think it's really important to keep traditions like this going. I mean, we've got a lot of special events in the town that are organised by the Carnival Committee especially and a lot of other people that put a lot of time and effort in without reward behind the scenes and things to keep this place a really unique and special place, from the Viking Festival through to the Potties. We've got the Crab and Lobster Festival, we've got the big Carnival, and obviously we've got the 40s weekend as well.
Obviously it's a role you don't get paid for, so what made you think, actually, I'd like to do that?
Well, obviously, the money's no consideration anyway. It's the honour of doing the role and being able to do something for the town and everything else, which I love and is very close to my heart. So from that point of view, I think it's a fantastic opportunity to go out there and to do something that not everybody else is going to get the opportunity to do.
And obviously you need a booming voice for it, I should think.
You need a pretty loud voice, I think. One or two people have said to me they didn't realise that I was quite as loud as I need to be, but they'll just have to wait and see. They might be pleasantly surprised.
Have you been practising?
A little bit, yes.